Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building something with real 90s pressure, layered old school swing for dark jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. The goal here is not just to make the beat groovy, the goal is to make it feel like it's leaning back and driving forward at the same time. That slightly unstable pocket is a huge part of that basement era darkness. It's human, it's grimy, and it's way more effective than just dropping a dusty sample on the grid and hoping for the best. We're going to work in layers, because that's where the control lies. We'll shape the break, the ghost percussion, and the bass separately so the groove feels alive without falling apart. And if you've been producing DNB for a while, this is the kind of detail that separates a decent loop from something that actually sounds like a record. Let's start with the foundation. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. That's the classic sweet spot for this style. Fast enough to hit hard, but still slow enough for the swing to be felt clearly. If you're too low, the pocket gets lazy. Too high, and the detail starts disappearing. Around 174 gives you that proper jungle urgency. Now, before you place a single note, open the groove pool. This is where we start shaping the feel. But here is the important part. Don't let the groove template do everything for you. Use it as a starting point, not as a solution. The best old-school DNB pocket comes from a combination of template groove, manual nudging, note length, and velocity. That combination is what makes the rhythm feel intentional. For the drums, we're going to build a two-layer breakbeat. One layer is for the edge, the snap, the transient attack. The other layer is for body, grime, and weight. This is a really useful technique because it lets you control the character of the break without destroying the groove. Take a classic break or a break style edit and duplicate it onto two audio tracks. On the first layer, high pass it around 180 to 250 Hz. This is your transient layer, so keep it crisp. Add a bit of saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, and keep soft clip on if you want it to bite a little harder. On the second layer, low pass it around 7 to 10 kHz. This is your body layer. Use drum bus with a little drive and just enough crunch to add density. You want it to support the first layer, not compete with it. If the body layer feels too clean, a tiny bit of saturation or some gentle compression can make it sit like an old tape copy without getting messy. Now, the key detail. Don't time align everything to perfection. A tiny offset on the body layer, something like 5 to 15 milliseconds, can create that old drag feeling. It's subtle, but at this tempo, subtle is huge. Micro timing is everything in old school DNB. A 10 millisecond delay on a hat might not look like much, but it can completely change whether a loop feels stiff or dangerous. If you want more control, slice the break to MIDI and manually place key hits. Keep the snare backbone mostly stable, but let the ghost hits and small fragments breathe a little. The break should feel like one performance, not two identical copies glued together. Next, we build the top percussion. This is where the swing becomes obvious. Create a drum rack lane with closed hats, ghost rims, little shuffles, and small percussion hits. Put the hats in a mostly 1/16 pattern, but don't keep it too straight. Remove some of the hits near the snare so the groove can breathe. Add ghost hats slightly late, and place rim or clap ghost notes just before the main snare hits. Think of it as push and pull. One layer nudges forward, another layer drags behind. Velocity matters a lot here. Main hats can sit high, around 80 to 100, while ghosts should drop way lower, maybe 25 to 50. That contrast creates a natural feel. Sometimes it's not the timing that makes something swing, it's the emphasis. A quieter note can feel like a shadow of the beat, which is perfect for this style. Now apply groove more aggressively to the hat and ghost percussion than to the core kick and snare. In the intro, you can go looser, maybe 60 to 80% groove depth, to make it feel dustier and more unstable. In the drop, tighten that back up to around 25 to 50% so the impact stays focused. That contrast between loose and tight is a great way to create movement across the arrangement. And here's a great teacher tip. If the groove feels generic after applying the template, manually inspect the notes around the snare and kick. Don't assume the groove pool solved it. Keep only the parts that improve the feel. Sometimes you need to remove swing from one or two notes to make the whole pattern feel more believable. Now let's get into the bass, because this is where the old school darkness really locks in. We're designing the bass as two linked voices, a mono sub and a res or mid bass. That split is essential. The sub holds the foundation. The res gives you attitude, movement, and menace. For the sub, use something clean. Operator or wave-eatable with a sine or very simple triangle bass tone is perfect. Keep it mono. Keep the envelope short if you want stabby phrasing. You don't want the sub washing all over the break. It needs to answer, not dominate, for the Reis, used attuned oscillators, a bit of phase movement, and some width on the upper harmonics. But keep it out of the true low end. Let it live mostly in the 120 to 900 Hz range. If the Reis starts trying to be subby, it will immediately blur the mix and kill the authority of the actual low end. On the sub, use EQ8 to cut anything above about 120 Hz if needed, and use utility to force it fully mono. On the Reis, add a little saturation, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and use filtering or subtle movement to keep it alive. A touch of compression can help it sit consistently, but don't flatten it. Now the important part, phrase the bass like it's talking to the drums. Don't just loop long notes across the bar. Old school DNB bass feels stronger when it responds to the break. Leave space for the snare. Let the sub hit after the snare tail sometimes. Use short stabs instead of long sustained notes, especially in the drop. That call and response feel is a huge part of the era. Also, lock the swing into the bass phrasing itself. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. They swing the drums and leave the bass perfectly gridlocked. That creates a split groove. It can feel like the track is arguing with itself. Instead, nudge certain bass notes slightly late, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and vary the note lengths. Short notes often feel more swung than late notes in fast music, because they create space. That space makes the beat breathe. Use note lengths around 1/16 and 1/8, with some staccato gaps. And don't forget phrase endings. Every 2 or 4 bars, lift the final note or accent the last hit a little more. That helps the loop feel like it's moving somewhere instead of just circling. For the Reis, subtle automation goes a long way. Move the filter cutoff over 2 or 4 bars, not every beat. Keep the movement slow and suspicious. We want dread, not need on wobble. A little filter motion between about 250 Hz and 1.2 kHz can create that restless mid-range energy that feels very 90s. Now let's shape the drum bus. Route the drums into a group and process that as a single unit. But keep it light. We want glue, not a crushed pancake. Cut any rumble below 25 or 30 Hz if needed. Use glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. A slower attack and medium release will preserve punch while still binding the layers together. If you want a bit more density, add drum bus gently. Maybe 5 to 10% drive, nothing extreme. The moment the drums start losing snap, back off. Old school breaks need transient life. If the snare disappears, the whole groove shrinks. Check the drum bus in mono now and then. That matters a lot in this style. You can have width in the hats and atmosphere, but the groove has to survive mono summing, especially in club playback. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where swing becomes a narrative instead of just a loop. A dark jungle arrangement should evolve. It should breathe. The intro can be stripped back, with filtered break fragments, atmosphere, and maybe some hints of the bass. Then build it up by adding ghost hats and rimshots. Bring the Reis in gradually. Then when the drop lands, let the full break and bass interact with that call and response energy. One nice move is to remove the kick for half a bar or mute the sub before a major change. That little gap creates tension. In this style, silence can hit harder than a fill. A brief absence makes the return feel massive. You can also vary swing density between sections. Keep the intro looser, tighten the drop, then maybe get even more fractured in the second drop. That progression makes the track feel like it's mutating rather than repeating itself. Now let's make sure the low end is clean, because this is where a lot of advanced DNB falls apart. The kick, sub, and bass must never blur together. If they're all fighting in the same instant, the groove gets muddy and the energy drops. Shorten the sub notes if needed. Make sure the Reis isn't flooding the 200 to 500 Hz zone. If you hear mod, carve gently around 250 to 400 Hz on the Reis before you start adding more processing. If the kick feels weak, don't just crank the master. Use a better sample, a little transient shaping, or some gentle drum bus treatment. And keep headroom. Let the project peak around minus 6 dB before final loudness processing. That way, you can hear the groove properly without limiter distortion hiding timing issues. Here's a really useful mindset shift. Perceived swing is not just timing. It's also transient contrast. If two hits land close together, the sharper transient often feels earlier. So even if the notes are technically aligned, you can make one feel like it pushes forward and another feel like it sits back just by shaping the attack, saturation, or envelope. That's powerful stuff. It means groove is not only a MIDI problem, it's also a sound design problem. If you want a practical challenge, build two versions of the same 4-bar loop. In version 1, keep the pocket tighter. Stable kick and snare, subtle groove on hats, Only a few base offsets. In version 2, loosen the hats and base a little more, add one extra ghost layer, and introduce a dirtier bus chain or a parallel crush track underneath. Then listen in mono. Which one feels darker? Which one drives harder? Which one has the more threatening pocket? You'll learn a lot from that comparison. Usually the answer is not the most swung version. It's the one where the swing is placed with intention. And that's the real lesson here. Layered old-school swing is what turns a clean DNB loop into something that feels like a 90s jungle session in a dark room. Keep the kick and snare stable. Let the hats, ghosts, and bass phrasing carry the movement. Split your break into edge and body. Keep the sub mono. Give the reese controlled motion. Shape the bus lightly, and always protect the groove. If it feels alive, heavy, a little unstable, but still mix clean and driving, you're in the right zone. Now go build that pocket.